often just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel anymore.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, with the Blur Radio, and it is Wednesday, August 3rd. And I just got done moving, so I'm very, very tired. My muscles are sore. It's just such an ordeal, as you can appreciate. So, and then I had a last-minute cancellation, and my guest was originally supposed to be Dr. Alfred. Let me see, what was his last name? Adams. And he's written a book called The Illuminati System of Mind Control, or something close to that title. Interesting man, and should be well worth having on the show at some point in the future. He did have a death in the family and had to cancel at the last minute. So we have Dr. John Waterman coming to save the day once again for Project Camelot and to give us some stimulating conversation on this Wednesday night. Quite warm weather here in California. I don't know how it is where you are. Dr. Waterman, you there?
I'm here, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, lovely. Well, you're in the Ozarks, is that correct?
In the Ozarks, and it's almost 110 degrees today.
Wow.
The heat index was, but it's like, depends on where you're at. If you had to go a little, about 30 miles south of me, it was 111 for real. And in this area, it's extremely hot, and things have just stopped growing. Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, that must be incredible. I didn't know that area of the country got that hot.
It didn't. We've set all kinds of records. There's, you know, during that time when they had 800 records broken, we continue to break them. In fact, I think yesterday was an all-time record, and yet in the next few days we might even break that one. So we're really just days away from having, you know, crop problems. That's not just here. That's Oklahoma, Kansas, southern Missouri, northern Arkansas. So.
Wow. How about Indiana?
I don't think they're getting that kind of heat. It's hot, you know, but when you compare 95 to 105, it just seems like that 10 degrees when you get that hot is a big, big difference.
Is it? I don't know. Can you even walk outside when it's 110? I mean, I've been in Egypt. I don't know. Maybe it gets that hot. But, you know, that seems just extraordinary to me.
Well, if you've ever been in, like, a place like Las Vegas in the summer and try to go from one building to another above ground during the day, you might have been in there during times when it was 110 to 15 degrees. A long time ago, many, many years ago, I was taking board exams there, and it was like 115 outside. I've encountered those kind of temperatures in Arizona and, you know, Nevada and so forth. However, it's different because it's such a low humidity. You can get in the shade and you can feel the cooling effect. When you're in this kind of humidity, which is like 80%, you know, it's just like, oh gosh, I just got hot water poured on me. That's what it feels like.
Wow.
In fact, the groundwater usually comes out cold, is tepid. I mean, you'd be pushing it, but you could probably, if you were hot from outside, you could just come in and turn on the cold water, take a shower, because the ground has heated all the municipal waters. The only ones with cold water, really, out of their cold faucet is people with wells, and even that depends on how deep they are.
Wow, just incredible. Okay, well, I guess that's going to affect the growing season and fall, right?
Well, it's already affected it. North Texas, having been on the – this is coming on the heels of a – several year drought anyway, and this is just, we had just a lot of rain initially. If you recall the tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, that kind of storm, it was just, you know, we were getting 24 inches in 2 days of rain. It just abruptly stopped, as if it was supposed to just run off and flood everything, which it did. And then The low places are overfilled, but there is now no water for crops. So the crops probably have a week and a half. And if they don't get relief, we're already hearing talk about, you know, crops that I'm talking about, folks, are like, you know, row crops of wheat. And it's 100% loss that there many people are talking about, you know, having to be facing here real quick.
Incredible. Yeah, so that's going on there. We just have some customary warm weather where I am in north of L.A. I'm actually in a kind of a place of higher ground now. I've moved away from the coast where I lived for a year, living dangerously on the edge there in a really, really small place just so I could enjoy what it was like to live on the beach for a while. Quite an experience, but very, very happy to be inland and to be to have more room to spread out. It's very hard to live in small spaces.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
So anyway, other than that, you had a very interesting guest. I guess his name is Terrell. Is that how it goes?
Terrell. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what did you send to me this morning? I think it was you were telling me. What you were, people were giving you death threats over that show or something?
I got calls that were more threatening than emails, but I get, you know, we there are ways to find out whether they're the nutcase or if they are sincerely serious, normal people, or if they are just, you know, the government. But it's interesting, Kerry, that his topic carries such a large amount of emotion. That's what's important to really, you know, be thinking that after all these years of being on radio, all of a sudden this one is just like an emotional firecracker. Now, when that kind of thing happens, we really have to pay attention to what's going on a little bit more. And so because of that and the fact that I wasn't paying attention, I mean, I've done some work with NASA. I'll just put that out there. It was a Stardust project. But I've been long gone from that project. I'm not involved in it. It was through Berkeley University. And so it's not like I wouldn't have people that could have contacted me. But that brings up a whole bunch of stuff that probably we can talk about eventually tonight. But
absolutely.
This has evoked a lot of emotional response. And when that happens, it begins to involve a lot of egos, and then you get your, you know, Monday night quarterbacks getting ready to hop on the bandwagon, which is always easy to do. And I made a post of that threat. I actually, you know, hey, it wasn't a private message just to me. So you know, when you have a bully pulpit, you use it to bring truth forward. And all I merely did was publish the truth of the threat so people could see it for themselves. And that was just one of many. So so anyway, this one's not as much, I'm not perceiving it as a deadly threat as much as I did during the vaccination issue. I don't know, that one probably had a lot of, obviously, the big pharma people were involved, lots of big money. Who knows who all's been, you know, involved in crimes in the past from big pharma. Maybe they've got people on, you know, standby for, you know, knocking people off. I wouldn't put it past them. That's a whole other arena, though. This happens to be something that's more, you know, about keeping things quiet. It's not something that's in the open. So we've got a whole different, you know, perspective, I think, to take when we're starting to talk about these kind of issues. And everybody has to realize people have free will. They're going to choose to go wherever the heck they want to go. And that's not anybody's responsibility except the person that got up and left. But We do have some stuff that we can talk about that's concerning the top this of this thing called LNN, or a cluster that's coming in with LNN with other bodies that Terrell's reporting to be, well, he's nicknamed it Ellie, which is a dwarf star. So I've got my opinions now kind of after a day or two of contemplating these interviews. And yeah, we ought to just probably, you know, talk a little bit about all that. You know, we've
got new
images, everything. So
absolutely. And, you know, I for people that are listening, we do have a chat room on the site. So if you go to projectcamelot.org and you click on the radio show area, you'll see there's a link for the live chat. And so go ahead in there and join us, and you can sort of type in your questions. I prefer if you put your questions in all caps. That way I can tell the difference when I'm live here. And we can have a discussion and ask Waterman all kinds of questions. He's an extremely well-informed individual, has his own radio show, or a few of them. At the moment, I'm not up to date, although I did listen to your Terrell radio show, or at least most of it. I don't know what radio, station are you on nowadays?
Well, I'm on Prepper Broadcasting Network, still on our Arkosoak Radio.
Are you?
Out of the Netherlands on Fridays. And I've got an offer to be on shortwave radio on WWCR. I'm too busy for that. It was just going to be extremely involved. It was all going to be paid for and the whole bit, but I have actually got other things I need to actually do. So,
well,
with many of the events that we're, you know, facing, Carrie, not even including the one that we talked to Terrell about, there's a lot that I've got to do. I've got a lot of other things in the works. Probably more toward the geopolitical economic arena. So
maybe we can talk about that as well. Because there's so much going on, obviously, it's worth it. I mean, I have to say, and I actually apologize that you're my last minute guest. It's not because I don't think you're a wonderful guest to have on the show. It always happens like this, and, you know, it's just kind of funny. You're the first one I think of. But the thing is that then what happens is I've had you on my show, and I have to give other people a chance. And so it's very interesting because now I don't look for guests. They come find me, and I'm basically booked up, you know, well in advance. And so that's part of my problem, and I actually have to stop everything and go out of my way to bring some of the old, what I would call old timers, people that like you that have been on my show numerous times but are always a favorite, by the listener's standards and my own. So this is a great opportunity to just get caught up and compare notes, as it were, because you've got notes from your own intel sources, and I've got notes from mine. And I don't know if you've listened to our LNN conference that we did with Richard Hoagland and a whole group of people, including Andy Lloyd.
Right. And in fact, I did put Andy – I put Andy Lloyd's interview, one of the recent ones, on my website. I think that we need to consider what all these points of view – are bringing us, because if any one person had the absolute truth, we'd all be grouped right now, you know? So anyway.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, one thing I have to say in listening to the Terrell, interview, and I mean, my heart goes out to these people because they're really, I don't even know if they realize it, but they're putting themselves and their reputations on the line when they come out so emphatically saying this is going to happen on such and such a date and so on and so forth. And I just don't know if they, you know, they're just so bowled over by what they're coming across. They're just, you know, they're just really very convinced that they've got the sort of 911 on what's happening, or 411, however you want to put it. And not to make a pun about it, but at any rate, it's a little dangerous in my view, because we are dealing, in my view again, with a moving target, which is consciousness number one on the earth, which changes the trajectory of events coming towards us. And we've got a lot of factors that people are not taking into account because they simply aren't up to speed on what those factors might be. Camelot is a little more clued in that regard simply because we interview across the board, and so we get a more wide-ranging perspective, if you will. And I know that you, with your own intelligence background, know how to assess, various intel coming at you from different directions, right?
Well, that's exactly what really bothers me about our approach to all this, information. Too many people want to say, I don't want to hear anything Terrell has to say. Very emotional. We got to take the emotions out first. We got to take the egos out. We have to give everybody their venue, their time to communicate. Otherwise, we're no better than the guys that were burning witches or the Knights Templar out killing people. So we've got to dialogue. And what I was most, before I even began the broadcast, the second one, I did two, one for our Goose Hogan and one for the Preppers. I learned on the second one, we've got to have people sane, calm, respectful. And so some of them didn't show up that were probably planning on coming. And so that's the whole point, because egos get involved. And I would like to kind of explain this intelligence approach, if we could go over it. Is that okay?
I would love that, because I think people need a refresher course on how to evaluate information.
Well, let's do that. That sounds good.
Okay, now we're going to go to a short break, I guess, here. I hear music in the background. So on that cliffhanger, we'll be right back after this message with Dr. John Waterman.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekday. Files. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman, and we are going to be talking about how to evaluate the intel coming at you, as well as current events and the coming, brown dwarf, and also Elanine, or Elanin, however you want to pronounce it, which is, in my view, a piloted craft, and getting into a whole bunch of discussion about all of that, because we both got a lot of different information. So, Dr. Waterman, right before the break, we were about to talk about how to evaluate intelligence coming at you, and I think you're in a great position to address this. Why don't you lead off?
Well, when we're gathering intelligence, there's two reasons for it: to find out what somebody's up to. The other reason is counterintelligence, to counter what they're trying to get done, to make it foul up. Mess up the works, feed the wrong information that they're trying to get. In other words, maybe replace what they're after with a lie, that kind of thing. But that's intelligence community stuff. But when we're really after just normal people after information, what we're after is, you know, is something that's predicted going to happen. That's what we're, you know, we read the Rebbot, it's got predictions. We get Nostradamus stuff. All these predictive venues are giving us something to watch out for. Now, a lot of times somebody will say something's going to happen and then it doesn't, and people go, see, I told you, it didn't come about. See, when we get to talking about, for example, let's just take the, mindset of the more brain dead of America, and I know that's not the listening audience here, so we're safe. When we hear predictions about like a terrorist attack, when something's predicted like that and it doesn't happen, many of these Monday night quarterbacks come out. They all end up having their thumbs behind their suspenders while they're gloating, that they've told us so. And these Monday night quarterbacks have some short-sightedness and haven't gone to the next step. They don't realize that event may have been stopped before detonation, so to speak. So let me kind of give you what I'm trying to say here. These kind of events might have had somebody like a 007 type rescue operation in place, and those have happened. I mean, I know about those. And we really know that, you know, there could be a story about the event. But if this has happened and there's been this kind of secret rescue, then these Monday night quarterbacks are always going to be here, because what they're actually doing is predicting the outcome. So when it comes to something happening or not, there are two groups. Those that are involved in the event trying to stop it, like our intelligence agencies, and those that are not involved, maybe more like the ground crews and then the everyday people that are involved and, you know, working, doing other things. And so those that are not involved in stopping the event, one of those groups would be those Monday night quarterbacks that said, see, I told you it didn't happen. Well, what they have not asked is a very important question, which was, could that event, or is that event, or did that event get stopped in progress? But what happens is, a lot of times they really don't care because their ego gets in the way, and so we know about that personality. And although a bomb was planted, say, so to speak, the fuse was ignited and stopped by 007 5 seconds before it blew up, many people go, I told you so, ignoring the fact that the event was staged and implemented but was rescued from happening. Are you following what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, good point.
So the best thing to remember when predicting an event is to try and handle, get a really good handle on the motivation behind those that you might be feeling are involved, and so that way you can be concerned more with determining the intentions. See, because there could actually be fire where there's smoke, but when we start rubbing the smoke in people's faces, it doesn't help anybody, you know, see more clearly. And that's what Monday night quarterbacking's disgusted. You know, it just disgusts me. When we hear, oh, it was supposed to happen and it didn't, what we're really wanting to know, I think, and it's more important for me to know, folks, was it planned? Was there something going? Did they actually have something in the works that got stopped? The important information to know is, what's the intent of the people that are doing these nefarious things? So NASA, for example, is telling us they have these LNN images from the Stereo B satellite, okay? Now, assuming, of course, that this is true and that these are correct, then we have a major question to resolve about the effects that some of us are expecting, and some others, not me necessarily, expecting to happen to the Earth. Why? Because if a satellite can get that close to it, nothing happened, we've got some major issues to deal with. Right?
That's a good point, you know.
Then again, if we are to believe whistleblowers from NASA, information is very massaged before being released, right? And that would, and maybe even could be, a strong suggestion that these images from Stereo B are not the truth. So my
let me just, I know you're going to continue and I want you to, but let me just interject. This is just a piece of intelligence that I've got recently.
Okay.
And I sent it on to Richard Hoagland. The information, we did a whole conference on this, and what I have heard recently is that the NASA information is wrong. It was all wrong, and that everyone in the world is following that darn information. And so I have put out a plea, a very direct plea, through a certain source to this person who supposedly gave those numbers to NASA, who is responsible for those numbers, who is now saying the numbers are different. Now, I don't know the backstory yet about that. All I know is what that does to everyone is throw everything off. Now, Hoagland made a very good point. He said to me when I told him that, he said, well, that doesn't make sense, because if that were true, then people with their telescopes that are tracking this thing would not be able to find it in the sky. If the coordinates were wrong, then they shouldn't be able to find it. So the question becomes, what are they tracking? You know, In other words, they could easily be tracking a different object. And this is where it gets crazy, because it's so far away, I don't think you can tell so specifically what you're looking at. And certainly there are more than one, you know, there's more than one object even documented supposedly coming through our area of space in the next few months. So we're talking about, what I understand, we're talking about at least three comet-like sort of planetoid type things. And then we're also talking about a brown dwarf that is somewhere in the vicinity, supposedly. And then there's a few other things that we can also talk about. So I just want to throw that out, and then please do continue with where you were at.
Well, I think that we have to trust this. We've had too many whistleblowers inside NASA that have said, you know, they don't give us the information. I mean, how many times have we argued about landing on the moon really happened? No, it didn't, because we've got movies. We always try and do this polarity, yes or no. We forget that one doesn't prove the other in the logic of doing assessment in intelligence. It just means that it's not the complete answer. It's not entirely true, because we might have both. And as it looks like now, when they did land on the moon, they did see something, and then they did a movie to replace those parts that they wanted you to see, so that didn't have that stuff in it. That's one way of explaining, anyway, that both of them are true. So we can't just say one or the other, you know. And so we get polarized, and we can't extrapolate certain conclusions like that just from the pure statement. So my personal opinion and conclusion is that the bigger event, now we're talking about Hoagland's, you know, saying, hey, NASA's not, you know, up with us. We pretty much have figured that out. If, you know, this audience is different than most brain deads, we've got people knowing that NASA is lying to us a lot. But here's the deal. In my opinion, the bigger the event that NASA would be talking, we'd be dealing with in NASA, in my opinion, the more likely we would be getting misinformation. So it is really difficult for me to trust an organization like that that is well known to hide important information from the public. But I do like to put the information that the NASA people put up there. I'm not endorsing it or not endorsing it. I want us to analyze, because sometimes where there's smoke, there is a fire. And sometimes, like you say, wouldn't there be telescopes seeing something come in? Well, at a certain point, they wouldn't, because they're just not capable. They're not strong enough. They don't have the light, the spectrum analysis that, you know, the government telescopes have that are infrared and all that sort of thing. They might just have the regular optical range of light that they can look through and observe it, and it might not show up for a while. But if there is something coming and all of a sudden you just can't hide it anymore, that's when NASA has to start coming up with stories. That's when they have to start coming up with, you know, inbound diagrams on, you know, a certain objects on the way. And now what happens, though, is you start seeing them change their timing, their direction. And when you start doing that, that really starts throwing a real big question mark into something that's acting like a bat rather than an object on an orbit. You know, it's changing direction. And they've been caught several times posting, even on their own information, directional changes. Now, that does not mean we know why. It just gives us a suspicious question. Now, what I mean by that is, folks, things can change direction just because orbital bodies coming through a certain part of the galaxy in our solar system could be influenced by maybe another planet that pulls it off course that you might have thought it was going to be on. Do you see what I'm saying? We don't see that gravity that pulls that planet a certain direction. But generally speaking, they don't do that. So
okay.
That's kind of where I wanted to kind of get a stage set there for, you know, what we're doing here. So
okay, fine. So, but let's get back to evaluating intel, because I believe that there's, you know, that you have more to say in that regard, because we can get into the LNN nuts and bolts and what you've heard and what I've heard and start comparing notes, and I want to do that. But first, let's finish this discussion about evaluating intel, because I think people, you know, are hard-pressed to understand, with all the information coming at them, how do they evaluate? How do they begin to do what, you know, Camelot has been doing now for over 5 years, triangulating, learning how to think logically and understand, just as you said before, that just because you have two pieces of information that appear to be contradictory actually doesn't mean they're both wrong. It also could mean they're both right. And so that's where you get into a whole different way of thinking about information.
Well, what happens first is, in the intelligence world, you hope to collect information from reliable sources that do not know each other. So if you've got them all on the same panel and they all know each other, that has to basically be considered, you know, one source. So what we want, and as you were mentioning, triangulating, that was interesting, because the intelligence community moves depending on how important it is. You know, does it involve the annihilation of the planet versus, you know, the death of one baby that is just a ground crew person's kid? You know, how much assets are they going to expend on finding the truth? Well, even with an important issue, they want three sources. When it's important, very important, let's say somebody's it involves a death, they're going to act and begin moving on it in whatever, you know, direction they are coming from, and it might be any number of directions. They'll begin to move on it when it's only 10%. Now, that sounds low, doesn't it, Carrie? I mean, you got three people, different sources, and for argument's sake, Carrie, let's just say those three sources, they don't know each other at all, and you know they don't know each other, and that they come from independent sources. So we've got three definite sources giving you very concrete information about a very deadly important event, and we have a 10% likelihood of it happening based on the information that I can't get into. It's a real long discussion on how to determine what you got as far as 10% accuracy and so forth. But when you reach that point, it's when they begin to say, okay, let's, you know, they put assets on it, they put a team together, and they address it. And I'll explain why after your break here, Carrie.
Okay, thank you very much. So we'll be right back with Dr. John Waterman. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman about triangulating intel. And I think right before the break, we had gotten to the point where we're talking about the 10% level at which the powers, the powers that be, sure, the powers in intelligence, start making a decision to then apply what you call resources in that direction.
Right, and it's not because of some insignificant issue. It's usually involving people that can get killed, protection of a nation, so forth. And, of course, we don't want to get into all the geopolitical talk of trusting them right at this point. Let's just assume that's what they're there for. The example I can give is that, let me kind of explain this, how we get to a 10%. How do you collect the data? Well, three sources triangulated. Like, for example, one source at NASA has, in the open, gone out and said to their employees, folks, you just need to prep. You need to get some food. they're not saying anything disaster, some disaster ELE's coming or anything. But, you know, that's kind of interesting that, you know, NASA's saying that to their family of people. And so you would put a one next to it. Then you take that information and you put it in the same box with all the information that we've got, that there are contracts for millions and millions of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods being sold to the government for something. You'd put another point. Well, that sounds like, you know, government, both talking about prepping. One's actually spending some money and resources on it. Then a third source would be that you find out that these food preps are being airshipped, dropped at the Denver airport, and taken off the airplanes. Now, that may sound like three different things, but they might be related. So we'd take one of those. Those three would like equal 1%. We have those kind of events. We come to a 10% conclusion on the same issue, and we really have a pretty solid case for acting at a 10%, pretty sure. Now, here's the deal. Let's talk about 10% because it sounds real low, and I want to kind of put it in perspective. We're talking about an extinction level event here that's deadly. So let's play with deadly examples. Put a gun on the table, carry with 10 chambers that you can put a bullet in, you know, that's a wheel gun, the kind you see the cowboys have, not the new ones. And they empty all the chambers, and there's 10 of them. Put a bullet in one of those chambers, spin the cylinder on the gun, put it to your head, and pull the trigger. See, then everybody thinks you're crazy. But, folks, it's only 10% chance of dying. So, my question is, would you pull the trigger for that gun, with that gun, with a bullet in it, when there's only a 10% chance of dying? No, everybody says you're absolutely crazy. For whatever reason you're doing it, you would be crazy. So if we were to say that this event has the likelihood of extinction level events and the likelihood is around 10%, that's when we start paying attention. That's when we should pay attention because there's one bullet in the chamber. Now, the difference is on the gun, you can control pulling the trigger. So you don't, because that'd be crazy. This one, though, Kerry, I don't know anybody out there that has the capacity to stop these inbound objects. I mean, the trigger is being pulled for us. We have to assess its, you know, likelihood of being deadly to us personally. And is it at 10%? Because, folks, the trigger is going to be pulled. And do you want to play with a gun with one bullet, 10 chambers, empty, and that you're playing with one 10% chance of being dead? Now, that's why 10%, see, that puts that 10% carry in a different perspective, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Now it does not sound, and another way that I always do it is, you're in a room, the wall, this is how I used to teach it, in your room, and the wall behind you is moving you forward toward 10 doors. You can't stop that door, and this time you're not pulling the trigger. You're going to have to go through one of these doors or you're going to get squished, right? But behind one of those doors is a guy with a gun that's going to shoot you dead the minute you go through. That's more like what we're facing when we're talking about events of this type. The possibility of 1 out of 10 chances now becomes very looming and can actually break a sweat on your brow. You can start sweating over it, right? So that's when you're assessing that kind of thing, that you can kind of begin to say, well, it's only 10%. Well, when it's talking about life or death, Kerry, 10% is really too important to, you know, ignore.
Okay.
10%.
Okay, and that gives you a logic where the powers that be who are building underground bases, this is what they built them for. It was using that kind of, I would say, logic, among other things, mm-hmm. certainly.
And we can guess, you know, they have a lot of these you know, 1, 2, 3, NASA employees, food purchases, unloading the, they have tons of that stuff. And so their percentage is probably extremely high.
Right. And so, but I have to get back to the idea of the extinction level event, because I am not convinced personally that that's what we're coming up to. Okay. Now, are we having an event? Are we having a number of events? Very possibly. Are they extinction level? How you reach that conclusion is a whole nother ball game.
Sure. I agree. Now, here's how I looked at it, too, just like you're saying. First of all, are we even having an event? I mean, is there anything in the sky or not? Well, you know, what's the odds? Well, they're pretty high, aren't they? I mean, there's just too much evidence that there is something. It's undeniable. So we've got all the misinformation, real information, the you know, the amateur astronomer. And by the way, that does not mean they don't know what they're doing, by the way, Carrie. Amateur astronomers that spend $8,000 on their hobby telescope is a long ways from being somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, usually. These folks are good. I mean, those are the kind that NASA depended on with Stardust Project, which I worked on, in order to assess what came back from the Stardust Project satellite. These kind of things that we're seeing, I would have to ask the audience. I'd like to ask the chat room, why don't you tell me what you think the likelihood of something coming in is? What do you think that the odds are? I think you're going to probably see, Carrie, that it's going to be pretty high. Now, we're not talking about what it'll do, what it's going to end up causing. We're not talking about how many, but either a cluster or a single object headed into our solar system and coming very near to the Earth and the Sun, meaning less than 1 AU. By the way, just to kind of define what an AU is, that's an astronomical unit. That's the distance from the Earth to the Sun, 93 million miles. So I think you'd probably find a chat room answering that question with some pretty high percentages, unless they want to be ornery. But
right.
Is it coming in? It's going to be, I think we'd have to settle that. What's your thoughts on it, even? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, at this moment, again, because I have, let's say, three sources at least that are completely unrelated. So here we have a triangulation. And they came to me at completely different time junctures.
That's even better.
And they don't know each other. Okay, so they don't know about each other and so on. And they are not the same sources as the ones, for example, that Richard Hoagland is depending on. So we've got my sources. We've got separate information from each. But the interesting thing about my sources, at any rate, and let me say in terms of evaluation, in terms of how dependable are those particular sources from my evaluation. So then I have to evaluate each source separately. The first source, let's just say source number one, is a trusted source, meaning for years. And this particular person has heavy access to secret information, let's say. That has proved in the past to be pretty darn accurate. That doesn't mean they're infallible, okay? So we always keep that option open. But so there's that. Then we've got another source, which is much more of a, what you might say, a wild card, which I'm calling my Chinese whistleblower, okay, who is being evaluated over time, but interestingly enough, completely unrelated, as I say, to my other sources, but came forward in this recent time span, okay, with a what you might call a pretty good story. Okay, we're going to have to come back and get my third source and then talk a little bit about Hoagland and talk about you as well. And we're going to get to the bottom of this somehow at some point, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman, top of the second hour. Dr. Waterman, you there?
I'm still here, Carrie.
Very good. I was just finishing up here explaining on what my sources are saying and in what order I evaluate them. And let me just say that the third source is comes from supposedly deep inside NASA. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got three sources, very, very unrelated to each other, even from different parts of the world, all right, location-wise. And they're coming at me with information that actually all correlates and all says the same thing, which is that Elenin is a small body, that it is a controlled, piloted craft. Mm-hmm. Something like Phobos. You know, that's what it most sounds like to me, because my information, I believe Hoagland's information, both coincides on Phobos being a hollowed out, piloted, basically vehicle that acts like a moon. All right. And I have quite a bit of information on that came to me, let's say, fairly recently. So to get back to Elenin, that's what I have. So at this moment, then you've got, you know, the whole playing field that's out there. You've got JPL, NASA numbers saying that the trajectory is changing. And I see on YouTube there's a video to that effect, and I think you have one on your site as well. I was also getting that information. Now, my information came to me before Hoagland went on Coast to Coast in something of an historic announcement, something that he doesn't usually do, and actually said his information was that Elenin was a piloted, or he didn't call it piloted, he actually calls it controlled craft. I think he's maybe thinking it's remotely controlled, whereas I'm not so sure it's so remote. Maybe from within, or maybe not. Now, so I'm just throwing that out. Now, there's a new video out there, I think it's relatively new, that says that there may be proof that Elenin affected Jupiter's cloud belt between 2009 and 2010. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's an accurate YouTube, you know, if it's accurate or not. I don't know if you've come across that. So from here on out, we also have people that are mixing up what Elenin is, and that's part of the reason I had my conference and even the idea for the conference on Elenin with the various speakers I had, simply because people were coming up with completely different scenarios, and I thought it would be great to have a discussion where they would come together and just, you know, and compare notes, basically. So what is it that you're getting? And where do you want to go with this? Because, you know, then we can continue to sort of compare notes.
Well, what's important in getting all this information, Carrie, is because of one thing. It helps us understand how to respond, right? So, you know, a lot of people, because of some of this information, are moving to the Ozarks. And by the way, Carrie, people have moved for less reasons. I mean, ask yourself. I mean, you weren't moving because of this, I don't think.
No.
But, yeah, see? So we move for less reasons. So, you know, when people get all upset that people are moving around, well, for crying out loud, people move just because they want to, you know? So why is everybody upset? I think sometimes it's because they might have a competing YouTube channel. You know, I'm really being jaded here, but I see that often, you know, oh, that's not my, you know, and so I want to be right and all that. So I'm not trying here to say how to establish a 10% accuracy or when you've arrived there. What I'm trying to say is that different kinds of agencies, different kinds of groups, different kinds of people are going to assess their intelligence information in a different way. And you've got three sources. Now, when we get into these sources, we weight them. Now we put more than one or two points for it. If you just have a person in the street that went by and said, here's a contract of food being bought by FEMA, okay, we'll weight it. We go to FEMA, we give it more weight because we see the contract with FEMA. If we hear about an event, we have to change the amount of percentage of its likelihood by how much weight we give our source. That's what you do instinctively, Carrie. You do that instinctively. And you've been doing that for a long time, so it just kind of comes as a natural second nature, maybe, so to speak. And so when you get somebody that's deep inside, first of all, when we hear a source, the first thing we must do is presume they're telling you the truth. And how you have to start is by saying, okay, everything they say is true. So we put everything as if everything is true. That will give us 100% picture of the possibility if it is. Then we go from there to find out, are we getting any misinformation? That's a whole nother thing. So when we look at NASA, Carrie, do we look at it historically accurate as if it's crossed every T and dotted every I and that it's ironclad, sealed, gone, you know, is absolutely for sure? No, because they historically have been caught with their pants down.
Right. Now let me interject.
Let me interject here
that mm-hmm. in terms of my sources, you're absolutely right. Some of this will be intuitive. Some of it will be also based on experience, and some of it will be based on the nuances of the details that I get about the source. And then, like you say, it can either take away or add to the chances that they're telling me the truth. Now, what I do is, as far as let's take my NASA source, for example.
Okay.
Because of the association with certain other people, I have got a weight on that source. You see what I'm saying? It's
exactly.
Not because of NASA, however. Interestingly enough, this source is a renegade within NASA. In other words, he's doing something different than the norm. Now, this is initially. What's very, very interesting is what happens to a source because, again, it's a moving target. Sources are not impervious to becoming infiltrated. Once they give us our information, a lot of times, and this has happened in Camelot a lot, sources then become exactly. less reliable as time goes on because they are then out where the, you know, you might say that the sharks can get at them.
Well, counterintelligence begins to operate in their little work world.
Right. So a lot of times the freshest information we get that's probably the most accurate comes in the beginning. After that, it becomes less trustworthy, especially when they start changing their story later on.
Right.
Okay,
so, when a source becomes public, then everybody, including the people they're working with, know it, and so they act innocently ignorant around him and giving the wrong info, and then he feeds you the new info, and it's not accurate. That's just the normal routine world of intelligence and counterespionage and counterintelligence. That's just how it works. In the world of giving information away, the first thing you want to do is give information away so that you're not revealed a lot of times. And if you can keep that secret, that's great. A lot of times it could be to your detriment because if it's real, real important, you could get killed. However, if you become public, at least it might help save you if you hold back a little bit of it. And, you know, you got like in 40 places that will, you know, be released if you, you know, die or something. But everybody kind of has their own method, Carrie, and so, you know, when we ask the question, how likely is it that there is something coming, it was way above 10%. Somebody said 50, another said 52, 53, 47, 24 was the lowest, the highest was 108. Apparently, they're 108% believe that it's going to happen, so there is something relatively assured in their mind that it's on the way. And now we get to other stuff. You know, what is it? what will it do, and stuff like that. Now, if we had historical scientific knowledge of this, we could be more predictive, just like we are predictive about solar cycles. They come all the time. And many years ago, and back in about 2006, was I think the first model prediction for this year's solar, for this maximum. Now, if you recall, it was like 235 days late getting started, very quiet, and then it popped. This solar cycle is what I'm saying, this peak.
Yes, yes.
So we can predict things that we've experienced before. And in our lifetime, we, at least I don't know, that we've ever experienced this body, whatever it is, coming our way. And so we are really in the dark with any kind of historical. And so now we have to depend on a lot of other experts, don't we? And then we have to extrapolate their information. We have to determine their intent. And then we wait that information. And so we wait NASA. Now, we can say, well, if NASA is lying, why would they tell us there's anything coming at all? Because sometimes, Carrie, as you know, you just can't keep it a secret. There's no way. So you have to have a cover story for it. And that's what we've got probably coming out from NASA, is some kind of cover story. So from there, Carrie, we've got to kind of sit back and, you know, all of us kind of lay the evidence on the table we've got and try and figure out what in the heck have we got coming our way. And it's kind of a trip, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is really a trip. And let's get back to Terrell, okay? Because sure. Terrell's an interesting character, and I don't know, you know, I have not had any exposure, I don't think, to him prior to hearing him on your show the other night. And so maybe you know more about his background than I would, obviously. And you maybe evaluated him in bringing him on your show. Now, he sounded to have a fair amount of scientific expertise, and yet I don't know if he has any kind of official scientific background.
I don't think he does. I think he has an approach that's interesting, but I don't think he's got any training in this area. Now, he has mentioned he does threat assessments. Now, I don't know who all he's done that with, and so what I'm saying is I don't know Terrell that much. I don't know him that well. I do know that he spent a considerable amount of time digging into 911, having come from the brain-dead believer that it got hit the way we've been told by the government, and he went on the journey, which can be kind of rough, you know, believing that and then changing your mind and finding, gosh, it wasn't exactly how it went down. And then to find out that maybe we have some nefarious agendas within our government that actually caused it to happen. So, or other governments or other groups that were cooperating, and we had cooperativeness with some elements of our government. So, you know, when you start waking up to those kinds of things, then he began to see all kinds of other, extrapolating out of that, he began to see relationships to calendar dates, which then brought him, I think, to occult numerology, on, you know, secret dates, I might try to extrapolate on this. So all I'm saying, though, is from my interview with him is that, you know, he's gone to the extent of saying that, you know, it's going to start erupting in three different events. And by the way, I have kind of an event calendar that he published, but he has changed the dates a little bit. And it's on my thewatermanfiles.com. I've got a little download. You can go in the Waterman Files on the right, and there's a little event calendar. It's ELE event or LNN event. I can't remember now. I think it's LNN event. And he's got all these dates, and his dates are mainly September 11th, and there's that infamous date, October the 17th, and, of course, we always have all kinds of stuff happen October 2, and then we have November the 22nd. And if you want to start playing around with those kind of things, then you begin to see why he is suspicious of it also being navigated, because he said that it has to come in at a certain time and a certain date, ceremonially or ritualistically or whatever you want to call it.
Right. And this, so again, gets into our you know, my LNN conference, which, again, I do encourage people to listen to, and I apologize that it costs money, but you must understand that I had to pay the speakers out of – see, speakers don't come forward and just get on a panel and speak for nothing. They just don't – they don't have time. So you have to persuade them with money, basically, and live stream costs and all this kind of craziness, and take it for what it's worth. That's the bottom line with that. So when I get a one-on-one interview, I don't have to charge. When I get a lot of speakers and the amount of time it takes me and my tech team to work on something like that is ridiculous. I'm actually taking a break now for the next month unless some, you know, something really crucial hits me because we just need to financially recoup and sort of regroup everything, and also in terms of the energy expended. So, but that being said, the information there is still very important. What's interesting is that Hoagland's information about the trajectory, again, is based on the information from NASA, but it is based on also his longtime association with NASA, being critical of NASA, having written a book critical of NASA, and it's his ability to assess his own intelligence sources and come to some conclusions with a fair amount of science behind him through various associations he has as well. We'll be right back to continue this discussion with Dr. John Waterman after the break.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866 866- 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. Is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Harry Cassidy. Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman all about L-anine and other bodies that may be incoming. So let me just say bottom line, though. I do not necessarily agree with Hoagland that this is a something wonderful event that he actually is talking about here. He believes that the L-anine is a small body that is, as I said, controlled, but that it is also sort of sent to us by some beneficial, I don't know what you want to call it, maybe our ancestors. I believe he's going down that track. Now, he hasn't revealed every detail of what he thinks and why he thinks it, but personally, that's not what I'm getting, okay? Up to a point, I agree with him. In other words, I agree with him, it's a controlled craft. Now, it is not, in my view, the brown dwarf, also known as Nibiru, the one that's going to cause, yes, significant things like earth changes, polar shifts, et cetera, et cetera. That is a different object. And some people think that this L-anine is the precursor and that it's followed by this brown dwarf. I don't know if that's the line of reasoning you're going down. My information, again, comes from Andy Lloyd on this, saying that that large body is not yet that close to us, and that this timeline that people are predicting for this fall is wrong. That actually those events that would be associated with such a large body are not coming yet. It's kind of like that basic. I believe that we are at least a year and probably longer, more like 2013 by my estimation. Bob Dean said as far out as 2017 before these events may happen. So where do you stand on that spectrum?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that, because actually I haven't really given any percent chance yet. I've been talking about, you know, how you come to a 10% conclusion and when you want to act on it. For example, a 10% chance when you've got one bullet in one chamber, In a chamber of a 10-chamber gun, that's a 10% chance. And if you put it to your head, you could have a 10% chance of dying. I'm not extrapolating that to mean we have a 10% chance of dying from this event. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just going over how important 10% chance, if you are talking about life and death, can be. Because a lot of people go, oh, only 10%? Well, it depends on how important the issue is. So, you know, that's why I was trying to kind of bring it into perspective, why intelligence agencies move on important issues at only 10%. That's all I was saying. Now, Terrell is saying this is it. Hoagland and the interview that he gave. By the way, I do have that. I did have that. I do have that interview up with Andy Lloyd from Red Ice Radio. And Andy, they're talking about a whole different thing. Terrell is saying this is the event. What we have to, from all these discussions, you know, what I was asking when I asked everybody to give a percentage, I was just asking, what do you think of the percentage that there's anything coming, whatever? Now, I think that's pretty high. I think that's it's pretty settled that we have something coming. And like you said, what is it? Here's my take on it, and this comes from very little research about the topic, and maybe I'll get blindsided and get caught, you know, smack dab in the middle of something. We have to remember, we can be wrong. Now, I'm not too concerned about it, but there is some really far out stuff that I'm going to give you that might speculate about things that are on the way anyway, and I think it'll surprise you here in a minute. I think that the possibilities of this coming in now is actually not going to cause a major ELE. Now, you can have some pretty bad stuff happen and it not be in the ELE. And so it could be that we're facing a lot of weather problems. We could say it's this, but it could be some other things. But when we try and limit it to this planet and it being this planet, we've got chemtrails, blah, 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 and they're gone now, and so it's hotter. Or if we have some other reason, and we start talking about this planet only, well, that's a problem because we have other planets warming up too. So something about our solar system cosmically is warming up. Is it this planet? I'm not, or this object? I'm not going to say it is or it isn't, because of some other information that I've got from working on Project Stardust. Now, we were compartmentalized. We weren't told everything. But if you kind of are suspicious-minded in the first place, you can start kind of gathering why they're getting it and kind of putting two to two together, and then you can formulate your own conclusions, which I did, and that is that we're going through a period of time where most of the dust particles are around the midpoint or the galactic plane of the universe, which would be the ones that would affect all the planet's heat. The solar heat of our own sun would go higher. And so if we have a gaseous planet that's somewhat having trouble or would be affected heat-wise because of dust particles enveloping it, then maybe those are some other reasons why we have heat going on. I'm under the impression, my personal opinion, is that this all has to do with why they've been chemtrailing. I don't think they've been chemtrailing to kill people off. I don't think that at all. I don't even think the primary use of chemtrails is for HARP, because it was even there way before HARP. And I know that because I saw them and HARP wasn't in yet. I think that this was done to cool the planet. Now, a lot of people say, why would you say they're wanting to cool the planet when they're wanting to kill all of us? Because we're just benefiting from a time frame. They're not ready yet. Their agenda is in the works, and they have to kind of keep things fairly normal. They know something's up. I think they're chemtrailing to keep the planet cooler. But here recently, a lot of trails are gone. We have a humongous amount of heat. I don't know if the trails out in California and New York are gone, but in the Midwest, they're gone, and we have this huge high pressure. In this region today, it got to 109, and we set an all-time record in heat again. And so we've got all this coming, but I don't want to say that it's because of this object, but I'm not going to say it's like the moon landing thing. I'm not going to say it's not one way or the other. They both could be true. So what I'm trying to say then is, I don't think that this is an epic ripping event that's going to tear things apart in three phases. But I do think it's going to have an effect on us. And it could be just food production, say, for example, with a high amount of heat, which would be devastating enough to put us into this thing called a financial crisis or an economic collapse and people would not be able to afford to eat. Now, I'd like to tell you, Carrie, something to consider that might have come clear out of the blue for you on this topic. You want me to give it to you?
Sure.
In China, there are all these ghost towns. They have been, for the last 10 years at least, been buying up 55% of the world's concrete made on this planet. Right now in China, there are 64 million homes, apartments, townhouses, suites, whatever you want to call them, beautiful urban settings, suburban settings, in about 20 cities, brand new, sitting completely and absolutely vacant. Not moved into, not touched, nothing turned on.
Yes, I have this information. I've had this information for a while. Even you're right about the concrete. It's very interesting information out of Australia, the amount of resources they are buying up in China that goes way over their actual need, which is really fascinating.
So, with a country that is centrally controlled, with a very rigid regime, they don't mind having people because they can control them to the nth degree. So they're not as concerned about that kind of political system, which is ruthless on their people, as, say, for example, here in the States. And what I mean by ruthless on the people, well, yeah, they like to have the people. Now they're wanting to get rid of the one-child's policy because they, we've got one woman for every two guys, and it's a problem. And so they might have an issue there in the future. They figured this out. Whoa, we need to fix this. Where in America and the Western culture, we see the need of the one being as important as the group. Over there, that's not the case. And so they have the ability to control their government's ability to invest in infrastructure, bring up the GDP, and that makes their money look good. Why would they be developing things that do not produce a single thing for their people? There's no businesses in them. There's one city, which is a common example of a lot of them. For 12 million people, this city is built. 75% of the thing is empty. The only reason why there is anybody in it at all, apparently, is to kind of build it, continue to build. I'm going to speculate here. What would you think that they've put a lot of that concrete underground and that they probably have more people plan to be underground protected maybe from a disastrous event than even America, who just have certain elites plan to go underground in a luxurious way? And then when the event's over, the Chinese come out to brand new spanking new cities. Now you go, wait a minute, I think they're going to be destroyed, knocked over, so forth and so on. Well, maybe that's a bad call on my part, but it kind of is like they've built a whole bunch of cities that they're planning on moving into in the future for some major reason. And so I think this is worth considering, is a sign that they know there's something catastrophic on the way. They're going to have a setting ready to go. And I say that because some of these cities don't have their electrical turned on. So the whole city's turned off, because if the city that's turned on gets hit, then it's going to go out. Damage. The MP will destroy. Of course, it'll destroy a lot of stuff, depending on what they do in these new cities. But see, they could have hardened their electrical system so that, yeah, okay, MP goes down the wire, but that doesn't go into electronics. The electronics are not turned on. They're maybe in a box sitting there ready to go, and they're not online, and that's why there's nobody there and so forth, except maybe 25% of the people. It's a long shot, but it's something to consider out of left field. What I have to say is this is not something that we're experiencing just here in America, is what I'm saying. We haven't even talked about, Carrie, what other countries are talking about. I mean,
well, and that's a very good point. And the China example is a good one. My information does tell me that they are building underground at a massive rate, okay? That these resources are indeed going underground pretty much across the board. There's also been articles in the newspaper talking about them in China actually building something, then tearing it down and building it again because they need something for their people to do with themselves, literally. And so there is a lot of craziness going on when you've got that many people to deal with. And believe it or not, quasi-extinction level hasn't come along soon enough, and you can't get rid of keep enough people busy enough so that they might cause all kind of trouble and cause a revolution and or who knows what. So that kind of stuff is being going on in China. We've got evidence, very famous evidence, about the Norway quote-unquote politician, Liu Xigami, and information in regard to Norway. Certainly preparations are being made in Switzerland. Bill and I have seen pretty much close-up evidence, strong evidence, that they have the resources to take their entire population underground whenever this thing it is, whatever it is, comes along. But again, we're talking about a trajectory, and we're talking about when, and we're also talking about if. And there's more evidence that the building that they've been doing, at least here in the United States and even in South America, may not have been sufficiently deep enough such that they had to, maybe a year or two ago, we got word, reconstruct underground bases because they were not fortified enough against whatever it is information they have. And that's not even talking about what's going on off planet.
Well, that's an interesting topic too, because it doesn't take much to get away from high winds, fires. What we're talking about most of the time, I think, when you're talking deep, is the ability to put a lot of mass between you and whatever you're worried about. And that's what's happening. When we have our planet, you look at the atmosphere, it takes out roughly two-thirds to three-fourths of the damaging cosmic rays from the sun. And then you have the magnetic field taking care of the rest. And I'll tell you what I was going to say after you break, Gary.
Okay, great.
Okay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And I do apologize earlier. My dog was barking. It's difficult to keep her quiet all the time when I do these radio shows. So at any rate, so we were left with sort of a cliffhanger right before the break. And Dr. Waterman, why don't you continue?
Well, what I'd like to say, because we're getting kind of close to time, I know probably more like 10 minutes is all we've got left, is that when you put all these events together, you know, we're having earth changes, you got to come up with something you believe is going to happen. My belief, and a lot of people have been asking, maybe it's because of the fact that I am closer to some of this information than others. And you know how sometimes, Carrie, you gravitate toward the thing that you know more about, but that's just because you have the info. And I move toward the economic side, and one of the things that tells me there's something coming is because they're being so flippant about the economy. Now, I'm not talking about the bailout. I mean, for days before they ever talked about the debt problem, they already had it settled. They already had it agreed to days before they gave it to the people. And what that was all about is who knows what. Besides, they passed this thing under a lot of, pressure, and you have a lot of other bills tagged onto it. And so we've yet to find out just exactly how nefarious those agendas are, along with, you know, this debt raising, this debt ceiling vote we just had. However, the information that I have comes from the fact that I have contracts that involve well-placed Wall Street bank investment centers, the kind that you would see that are from Forbes magazine and well-known. If I mention them, I just can't say them. And when you see what I'm seeing from all the meetings, yeah, I have access to most of their meetings, their notes and stuff. It's like I'm surprised we haven't collapsed yet. I'm seeing so much of that that is involving commodity prices going up. And as I began to see the weather change and all these events coming, now I'm beginning to see why so many speculations on food commodities has occurred and why prices are starting to go up ahead of time before they come to you and me. And I'm telling you, they're about ready to just to break loose. So my concern, because of the information I have, is yes, there's something coming, and I actually am more inclined to think this is kind of it's going to shake a little bit. It might cause a little bit of a problem. It might even affect just the weather. But right now, we go more than a week and a half with the weather that we've got. Many places are going to be 100% destroyed with wheat crops and so forth, our food. And this is in the breadbasket, right, where all this heat is. If we have another event right behind that, it could be more earth-changing. So my speculation is this, that we're going to have economic collapse preceding right on the tails. You won't hardly have a breath, and then we're going to have all this other stuff coming. And so what's problematic about that, Carrie, is that takes your money away to get ready for the thing that is coming. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, and I agree with you. I am getting information to that effect. I just want to throw one thing in here, which I don't know if you're going to address, which is how many people are dying right now, you know, passing over?
Yes.
Parents, very, very significant people. People know that Brian O'Leary passed over, Ted Gunderson. The reason you're on my show is because somebody had a death in the family. There's a very interesting trajectory happening around people passing over right now, which to me is sort of a harbinger of something, some big change coming.
Well, especially when you have a lot of them that have been deep into this, trying to grab at what we've been lied about and have been exposing a lot of it. I mean, it's like their burden has been removed. It's kind of, you know, I think too, there's a lot that has to be said about, you know, this kind of transition. And, you know, pretty soon when all of your friends begin to be younger than you, you start going, oh boy, you know, things are changing. And that's not what you're talking about. Well, really, we're talking about when you say, you know, those people are dying, it just seems like the type of people, the character of the people that have gone on is like, I've done my job, I've done it, you're ready, you've got the info, or I've given you what I need, it's over for me. So all of us have different jobs. I think your job, for example, is, you know, trying to establish the truth of what we need to know. And, of course, death isn't all that big a deal anyway. I'm just a big sissy, Carrie, when it comes to pain. I'll tell you what, I'm the biggest sissy when it comes to pain. I don't worry about death so much, but, man, I don't want to go out in agony, you know.
Right.
That's
where the preparedness kind of idea comes from, right?
Exactly. Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, we have another dimension, it's doing other things. I define reality of that which I am conscious of, because if I can't be conscious of my other person in another dimension, at least the one that we're experiencing here is the only one that I have. I'm me here. Now, if I go to the other dimension and we go to the other timeline where you and I might be at, we actually might be thinking, well, they don't know about us. Well, that's an assumption. They might know about us so that they actually do experience what both of us experience. Right now, all I experience is here, and when I get hurt, it hurts. And what I'm trying to save here, yeah, is trying to get through the experiences without it, with as little pain as possible. And
backtrack just a tiny bit here, because you were talking about the economy, and I would like to touch on that. There are a lot of indicators, what you're saying, and you've got some back channel indicators that there's something in the wind. It definitely has to do with food. I think we can say that. And then food is one of those ways in which they control people.
It is the way, the best way. Because when China went into certain areas to conquer it, they had their Oriental approach. You don't go and bang their heads and kill their people because you create an enemy. They gave them food. They built houses. They gave them roads. They fed them. And they gave them more than they had before food-wise. And they said, hey, we like this. And they conquered them that way. That's the point that they're trying, I think, to accomplish right now by exacerbating our weather with their high technology. We've got to. I'm going to just throw it out there. I'm pretty sure, all short of 100%, they have the ability to control our weather to this degree, and that is causing us our food problem, which will then exacerbate our financial issue, which they won't care about, but it will certainly cause you and me to be more docile and more controllable. And that's what I'm trying to warn people about mostly. Because pretty soon, if you haven't got that taken care of and you haven't got prepped, you're not going to be able to take what's coming at all.
Okay. Well, and that's fair enough. I think the food issue is important. I think Heritage Seeds, which Miriam Delicato always talks about, I think is a corollary to that and very important as well. But we do have to look at the future and see, like, how much of this is mind control and how much they want people to buy into a certain scenario. But I do agree with you that there appears to be some kind of shift going on in the financial sector. And I thought it was interesting your word choice when you said that you felt that they were sort of, I'm just going to rephrase it to saying that it seems to you that they're playing kind of fast and loose with money right now, and that they don't seem all that concerned in a certain way. Is that correct?
It's like when you're seeing what I see and you know you don't have the money to do something, and it's just blatantly obvious, even from the standpoint of these investment houses, and they go, we don't care. There's got to be some other reason why they don't care that they're not telling you, and some of that has to do with things we've probably talked about. I've just got to say that another reason probably has to do with the fact that during this whole thing, they, as I understand it, plan on, if I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking they could get through this too, And so when they do that, they're planning on world control. So all the folks that are isolated nations are going to be all clustered together. And so they're moving into a one, banking system, and that's already underway. The loose spending that we've had is just tremendous. And you got to ask the question, it's gone. Quite a bit of the trillions has gone overseas, and some of that into hands like China, which has probably put them in concrete underground.
Exactly. And why are they letting that happen? Okay. So we are at the end of the two-hour show. Dr. Waterman, thank you very much for coming on and having some lovely, enlightening conversation, throwing some light on the whole idea of comparing and contrasting and evaluating intel, very, very crucial at this time. I want to encourage everyone to go to Dr. Waterman's website. I want to say a couple last words, Dr. Waterman.
Well, I do have, we offer food at the website, and it's in a big discount right now. So, yeah, go there and get some. But mainly, get ready, folks. really, it would be beyond us to find a geopolitical regime that's going to take us in.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.